Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you joining me this morning. Should be a fun day. I've got a gentleman I've talked to here on the show before, but before I get to him, let me remind everybody what today's business of the day is. This is June 24th. The business of the day is TNT Black Cat Fireworks. Make a big bang this 4th of July with today's business of the day. TNT Black Cat Fireworks, home of the area's best priced and highest quality fireworks. Great new items, Black Cat Diablo mortars, also Saturn missiles, sky lanterns, 36-inch sparklers, and all kinds of landing parachutes. Stop in and sign up for free Holiday World tickets. They're open 8 till 9, 7 days a week, just across the bridge from Mount Carmel into East Mount Carmel, Indiana, and you are there. That's TNT Black Cat Fireworks, today's business of the day. All right, been looking forward to talking to this fellow for about a month or two. I did not know until, I guess it was late April, I had never heard about the Moccasin Creek Music Festival, and it's put together by a gentleman who is widely known in these parts, plays in bars and concerts all over the place. It's Mr. Matt Poss, and Matt is taking the time to join me today. We're going to have him for the whole hour, hopefully, and he's a busy man. Matt, how you doing today? There you are, Matt. How you doing today?
Good. How are you? Sorry, man.
That happens. Well, how long into the introduction did I lose you?
About halfway. It's all good.
Well, I don't know what happened, but I do appreciate you calling back so quickly. I'm glad I didn't try to give you another. I was about to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Matt Poss from Effingham, Illinois. Appreciate it. Matt, tell me what is going on before we start talking about the Moccasin Creek Festival. The last time I had you on the show here, we were talking about you. You had a gig over at Tequila Sheila's over in Grayville. Tell me about the Matt Poss Band, what you folks play, and then we'll talk more about the festival, because you kind of are indicative of what the whole Moccasin Creek Festival does, aren't you?
Well, I hope so. That's mighty nice of you to say. Yeah. It's just kind of a homegrown thing, you know, independent and
Americana.
Americana, very organic, yeah. It's hard to put into a genre. I think, you know, we've had this argument with a bunch of people that our genre is still important, and this seems to be mixing it even more, you know. Bands who play country dabble in rock, and bands who play rock dabble in country, and they all dabble in bluegrass a little bit.
Yeah.
And Irish music and that kind of thing. So it's all just kind of mixing together. And that's what kind of the spirit of Moccasin Creek Festival is all about. So
I first became interested in this type of music listening. I got a different radio. I was listening to a little bit of Mojo Nixon on Outlaw Country, and
oh yeah, he's awesome.
And really, it's kind of I hate to be on the radio talking about some other kind of music, but we here at this station, we've got a country side, and like you say, we've got this classic hit side that we're on right now, and what you play, the Americana, is kind of a mix of the two. If you listen to, there are several artists in Americana that don't sound like country at all, really, unless they try to, like, say, Lucinda Williams or something like that. Is that a good example?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Steve Earle, Lucinda Williams. Yeah, those guys are certainly the torchbearers for the Americana movement. Emmylou Harris, Joe Ely, those guys, you know. So, yeah, you're right on target there.
Tell me a little bit about the Matt Poss Band. How often are you guys able to get out and play, and how far do you go? I saw that you were able to meet Hank Williams Jr. the other day.
Yeah, that was not Hank Williams Jr. That was actually a guy that was a dead ringer for
He looked like so. Him, didn't I? Wondered if it was him, but I didn't follow it any further on your Twitter account there.
That's okay. I have put a winky face, but those are kind of hard to see sometimes, but I looked down in the crowd, and this guy's looking up at me, and I thought for a second there it was Hank. Of course, I knew it couldn't have been. But,
that's pretty cool, though.
He was a dead ringer, and I was like, I kind of embarrassed him. I said, hey, everybody, Hank came out to the crowd.
Anyway, he got a bunch of unwanted attention over that.
Probably got the crowd fired up. Tell me, how often does the Matt Poss man get out? You're out every weekend, aren't you?
We play about 150 shows a year still, and so that's about three a week, and we do take some weekends off, but we make up for that with extended tours. In February we play down in Miami. We're playing up in Michigan coming up here. We're playing down in Texas coming in November. We're playing in Ireland in July, late July.
This next month, huh?
Yeah, we're going across the pond and we're going to play about four nights over there.
Where are you playing? I was in Ireland in January. Where are you playing in Ireland?
I only know that we're playing Galway, Dublin, Kilkenny, and Donegal.
You'll love Dublin. It's a beautiful. The country's just gorgeous. It's beautiful. You'll just love
it. That's what I've heard. I've never been there. That's one place I've never been, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, yeah. How long have you been doing this, Matt? Because you've kind of made this mainly your life's work, haven't you?
Yeah, primarily. I've released my first CD in May of 2003, so I've been at it 13 years now, if you can believe that.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so
mainly I've seen some of your shows. You play some covers, but you've got some original music too, don't you?
Yeah, when you go see a band in the country in Illinois or in the Midwest, anywhere really, they expect you to play some songs that they know. And there's a lot of people still in Illinois that don't even know my name.
Yeah,
and so when we play a show, we mix it about half and half, maybe a little more of our songs than covers. But if we do a cover, we try to make it our own and try to make it something that people still recognize, but so we put our own spin on it. But we primarily, we could play a 4-hour show with just my music if we wanted to.
Wow.
We'd lose everybody.
Hey, it's great to have perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Matt Poss. He's the leader, band leader, and namesake of eponymous leader of the Matt Poss Band. They'll be one of the bands playing this weekend, actually tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, up at the Moccasin Creek Festival in Effingham, at Lake Sarah in Effingham. Before we get again, we'll do that. We'll talk a little bit more about the Moccasin Creek, the festival, in the next segment. What's the biggest crowd you've ever played for, Matt? That was there for the Matt Poss Band, you think?
The biggest crowd we've ever played for that was there specifically for us was, I think we logged it at 2,500 people.
Holy cow! Where was that?
That was actually in Effingham. We played a show when the EPC, the Effingham Performance Center, opened up, and it was brand new. We played a show there, and we had a CD release party there. And we had a big old crowd show up for that.
Well, that's a lot of fun. Yeah. What's the biggest show you've played at, like a festival or something like that?
I think we opened up for Eric Church to about 12,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good crowd. It was a sea of people. It was fun.
I was going to say, how difficult is it to get a crowd of that size who is there? They may or may not have any idea who Matt Poss is. How difficult is it to get these folks' attention and to make your music, impart your music and your thought to them?
It can be difficult. We opened up for Shooter Jennings. We've opened up for him a bunch of times, like six times now, but the first time we opened up for him, his crowd showed up, and they're mainly bikers, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they used to be mainly bikers, and when we came out there with our cowboy hats on, and they turned around, they faced the other way, and they raised up their hands, flipping us the bird. About 20 of them did.
Did you convert them?
Yeah, we gave it right back to them, and by the end of the show, they were like, they had turned around, they were clapping along, they were like, heck yeah, man, these guys are in it you know, that if people realize that you care, you know, or you don't,
yeah,
they can see through that pretty quick. And I think once they saw how passionate we are about our own stuff, and we gave them the attitude right back, and they really dug it after that. So some of those guys are still our friends today, and our biggest supporters.
Well, that's wonderful. So, yeah. That's wonderful, Matt. Hold on through the break. I tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to take a short break, and I'll come back. I'm going to play. I'm going to play a little bit of Hayes Carl when we come back on the way out of the break. And then we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on this weekend. Hayes Carl is playing on Saturday night at the Moccasin Creek Festival, and we're going to talk about that when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. After these words, we'll be back. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back in a sec. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I'm very pleased and enjoying been joined here by Matt Poss of the Matt Poss Band up in Effingham. I guess Effingham is still your headquarters, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it sure is.
That's kind of an interesting headquarters, I guess, for somebody who's going to be running a band that's going to go all around the Midwest. South Central Illinois might be just about the easiest place, isn't it?
Yeah, we got 57 and 70. Doesn't get much easier, except for Springfield, Illinois, which is impossible.
Well, nobody can get to Springfield, Matt. That's impossible for everybody. All right, say again.
I guess that was to keep off the invading armies or something, but it's impossible to get to.
That's probably right. That was to keep. That's exactly right, to keep out the Blackhawks. Tell me a little bit about the Moccasin Creek Festival. How long has this been going, and where is it? And tell me what folks can expect to see.
Well, it's the third year running. My brother Bill did it right. He started it small and controlled, kind of controlled ascensions, hopefully. And so this will be the biggest year yet. We've got a great lineup. I say we got a great lineup. I do my part to help out, but it's entirely my brother Bill.
I was going to say, this is. I wondered if whenever we talked earlier this last week about getting this set up, and Bill said that he was going to be able to join, I knew the show was today. Starting today, probably in about an hour, I thought, man, if I can get an hour of that guy's time on the day of the show start, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, he just had to, he came to his senses and said, you know what, I can't be everywhere.
Yeah.
So
what was the genesis, you think, for starting the festival? You said this is the third year, right?
Yeah, you know, my brother Bill spent about 5 years traveling around the world, really, with Fred Eaglesmith and his band. He's like the Willie Nelson of Canada,
uh-huh.
if I have to make an analogy. And once that ended with him, he moved back home to Effingham. He'd lived in Texas since 1994, but he sold his house down there and moved back home and put down some roots. And he doesn't does not much of a traveling musician anymore. He does play quite a bit around the state, but that's about it. And he really is bread and butter now are these festivals. He's got the Moccasin Creek Festival that he puts on in the summer, and then he gives got a bluegrass festival.
Oh, really?
The Grapevine Bluegrass Festival. Yeah.
Is that in Effingham too?
That's in Effingham as well. Yeah.
I was gonna say Effingham. Effingham's really kind of become a hotbed with the, is it due to, you think, venues? Because you've got great venues up there.
Well, we got the Effingham Performance Center. Somebody is converting the old movie theater into a performance, like a concert hall. Yeah, I think that when the Effingham Performance Center came into town, it was just a matter of time until other things started popping up. But, yeah, we've got a great community of musicians around here, too. I mean, it's just, I don't know what it is about this area of Illinois that is just really thick with really good musicians.
It's within a real quick drive from bigger towns like Champaign, is, you know, a little over an hour. And then you've got Charleston with a real good college scene, and then you can go a couple of hours away and then you're into St. Louis, and it's kind of centrally located nicely. Tell me a little bit about Lake Sarah and the venue for this festival.
Well, Lake Sarah is where we all practically grew up. You know, during the summer as kids, we would go out there every dang day and go water skiing and whatnot. It's a really pretty lake. It's one of the few lakes in Illinois where you can build houses around. So
Oh, really?
They've got these gorgeous monstrosity houses that are all the way around the lake.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But there's this little spot called Larson's Landing. Anyway, they built a really nice restaurant called Pinky's there. And there's a really great stage. So yeah, it's a great spot. It's out by the old beach. If you're familiar with Lake Sarah,
it's on the northwest side of Effingham, right?
Correct. Yeah.
How do you get up there? If somebody's coming up on Route 45, I guess you have to go all the way through Effingham. And is it easy to get to? Will there be signs or anything?
Yeah. If you know anything about Effingham, all the restaurants and Walmart and everything is just out there on Restaurant Road.
It's like 33 and 32 or something, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah, 32 and 33 come together there. If you're coming up on 45, you go till you hit interstate, then you take one exit over to the west.
Oh, okay.
And then you take a right and you head out to Lake Sarah. So yeah, there's signs all over the place for Moccasin Creek Festival once you get into town. And whatnot, so you can't hardly. And everybody knows about it, so everybody knows where to point you.
Has the town and the county, have they all been really helpful to you?
Yeah, they have. They've been super supportive. They're helping sponsor Effingham Tourism. Is helping sponsor the event, and they've made it a big deal. It's really cool.
Yeah, let's talk about it now. We'll talk about it later. If folks want tickets or how do they get more information, I know you can go to moccasincreekfestival.com. Can you get tickets there too?
Correct. Yeah, you can buy them there. That's probably the easiest way and the cheapest way. If you have, if you have a credit card or a debit card or a PayPal account, you can buy them there. And they're $80 for the whole weekend. That's three days of entertainment, plus you can camp there.
Oh, really?
There's a campground right next door. I shouldn't say that's included in the ticket price. It's not, but it's super cheap.
Yeah.
$10 a night or something like
that. That's real easy on you.
Yeah, so if you wanted to come from out of town and stay tonight, it's a good option.
Let's talk a little bit about the schedule. You're starting it out tonight, aren't you? Now, you said you've been doing festivals over the years. Are you excited about this festival, or are there people that you're really looking forward to seeing, or folks that you're looking forward to play with again?
Well, yeah. I'm super excited about tonight because two of my favorites, Tom Russell and Cord Lund, are going to play
In fact, the next record that we put out, I mean, I call it a record, but the next group of songs that we put out is going to be going to include a Core Blund and Tom Russell song.
Oh, really? Which ones are you playing? Which Tom Russell did you play? I was playing Stealing Electricity here just a little bit ago.
Tonight We Ride.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
Yeah. And then Core Blund, we're doing Getting Down on the Mountain. So we can't play those tonight.
You have to pull them from your set list, don't you? Because they're probably going to play them.
Yeah, they're probably going to play them, yeah. So.
Tell me a little bit about, I see also tonight, you've got this group called Della May. Tell me about Della May. What is this? Who are they?
They're an all-girl group, but man, they're fierce. They're a great Americana, kind of bluegrassy, rocking band. They just kill it. You know, girl harmonies. Nothing's better than country girl harmonies.
Yeah, like Indigo Girls or something like that. They play... What do they play? Do they play, I'm thinking Indigo Girls or the Dixie Chicks or something, Dixie Chicks started as a country band, but they basically crossed over to harder country or rock anyway, didn't they?
Yeah, that's very comparable to what Della May is, except they're a little more acoustic than the Dixie Chicks, but, yeah, they're great. I think they're going to, like I told you earlier, they're going to be the surprise at the festival. I think people are going to walk away thinking, man, I got my money's worth just them.
This is kind of a national festival. Where are some of these people coming from? Tom Russell's probably coming from down south, isn't he?
He comes from Texas. Core Blund's coming from Canada.
Yeah, I was going to say he's the hurting Albertan.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Alberta, Canada. And then you got the Way Down Wonders are kind of local, actually. I think they're from over by St. Louis.
Okay. What kind of music do the Way Down Wanderers play?
They're hippie bluegrass music.
Fish. They're basically the Fish style band or something, right? Or the Grateful Dead style?
Yeah, they're very jam bandy kind of, but they're very... You know, if you like the Old Crow Medicine Show, or if you like the String Cheese Incident, or if you like, who else? That kind of band.
Pokey,
you know?
Lafarge.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to love these guys. They're super cool guys. If you saw them together walking through a Walmart, you'd know they're in a band. They all have dreadlocks. And freaking out all the small town folks.
Yeah. I was going to say, so after the show, the highlight is they jump in Lake Sarah to clean up. Is that what happens?
Maybe, I don't know. They're good dudes.
I like that. Tell me what now. You've got starts out tonight with the Shady Stage Showcase. Is that like an off stage? Is that a different stage from the main stage there at Lake Sarah?
Yeah, the main stage faces out to the lake, and then if you're in the audience and you turn around and look at the lake, there's a stage at the back, and so there's a stage facing the audience from that direction, and that's the shady stage. It's underneath a bunch of trees, and pretty much open air.
We'll get to the rest of the schedule in the next segment if you've got time. But tell me a little bit about when people go up there. You'll have concessions and everything too, or do folks bring their own coolers, or how's that work?
Oh no, they won't let you bring drinks in. That's one of the ways they finance the whole deal.
Sure.
And they got plenty of beverages for everybody, not just drinkers. It's a pretty mellow crowd, you know, and there's plenty of food. There's tons of vendors and a bunch of great food out there.
Well, what's the highlight of the food? Have you got new ones this year? Do you know?
Well, yeah. Ryan Ebergy is going to be out there. He cooks some of the meanest bratwurst and pork burgers I've ever tasted.
Really?
It's fair food.
Yeah.
But it's from Nuxall's here in Effingham, and it's some of the best meat you'll ever taste. So
I didn't know if you had, you know, there's that big Effingham crew that... Oh, comes down and like cater stuff around here. I didn't know. I'm trying to remember the name of it. The Big Joe's or something like that. I didn't know if they were going to be out there. I guess not, huh?
Uh,
Joe's Pizza, I think, will be out there. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. I'm talking with Matt Poss. We're talking about the Moccasin Creek Festival, which is this weekend at Lake Sarah in Effingham, Illinois. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. Playing on Saturday night is one of the bands playing on Saturday night. It's the Bottle Rockets. We'll come back. I'll play a Bottle Rockets song. And then Matt and I will talk a little bit more about what's going on this weekend. And appreciate you listening here on WFIW AM 1390. 104.9 FM, The Bruce Dickey Show, back in just a second. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across many miles by Matt Poss from the Matt Poss Band. And Matt Poss Band is one of the many groups playing up at the Moccasin Creek Festival this weekend, just north of Effingham on Lake Sarah. Up there, beautiful setting. I've seen pictures, never been there, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'd love to see a bunch of folks there this weekend. How you doing there? How you doing there, Matt? Good to have you back.
Yeah, still hanging in there.
It's wonderful. Appreciate that. We got through Friday night. That's when you're playing. But it's going to be worth your while to stick around on Saturday and Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think even more so.
Tell me a little bit about Hayes Carl. How in the world did your brother get Hayes Carl? The reason I ask is because he just has a new album coming out right now. The guy doesn't leave Nashville, I don't think, or wherever he's based in Nashville now, right?
Oh, he might be now. I thought he was, he's from Texas.
Yeah, he's from Texas, but I think he came up and did his new album up in Nashville. I'm not sure about that. I can't remember, but I think that's true.
Everybody's moving to Nashville, so that could be.
Yeah, tell me about that. Why are folks moving to Nashville? Is the scene, the Americana scene, becoming more popular with the Nashville brass? Is that what's going on?
Well, every scene is becoming more popular in Nashville. I mean, the rock scene is booming. And it's like, a quarter of the cost of living in New York or L.A.
Yeah.
So the country is booming. The country music scene is booming. The Americana scene is booming. The rock scene is booming. Artists like Kid Rock, Kesha, they all have, I don't know if you know who Kesha is. I know who she is.
Kesha is entirely different from Americana.
They're entirely different.
Yeah.
But they're all moving to Nashville. Of course, she's from there, but there's a bunch of cool stuff going on down there, and so it doesn't surprise me that he moved there.
Well, I'm just glad you were able to get him out, because he has. I guess in these days, without being able to sell a whole lot of albums versus the data downloads and stuff, you do more performances. Folks do more performances, but Hayes Carl really hasn't been getting out too much because he's been working on that album.
Yeah, my brother used to co-write with him. They used to hang out a bit down in Austin, Texas, back in the day. So he knows Hayes from way back.
So he had an in.
So I think that probably had something to do with it. I don't know Hayes Carl from Adam, but I've always admired his music.
He's probably the headliner for tomorrow night, for Saturday night at 7:30. But you've got your brother's band playing at 5:30 for a little while, and then the Jed Adam Band. Tell me a little bit about the Jed Adam Band for tomorrow night.
Well, Jed Adam comes from his family kind of mirrors my own a bit, in that all the boys, there's four boys, and they all play music. And Jed is just, he's one of the middle kids, and he's a phenomenal singer-songwriter. He grew up singing in a Christian. His family traveled around, and they did church shows.
Really?
So, him and all his brothers, they were in this family church band. And his brother, Jeremy, is actually in my band.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so we have a connection there. And but Jed is a phenomenal singer-songwriter in his own right. He's a young man. He's in his early 30s, but he's his biggest influences are the Beach Boys and the Beatles. And
how in the world did that happen?
I don't know, but Jeremy, my keyboard player, is the same way. And you can hear it with these guys. You can hear the music. I mean, when they break into it, it's just very melodic. Very, I don't know if you can consider them Americana. It's more like maybe AAA or, not soft rock by any means, but more like traditional pop rock, really.
Really? Is that, well, see, now that you're basically creating music then, or you're creating a festival with a variety of music for all tastes, right?
Yeah, I think, and he's going to be another surprise. People are going to come and see him, and they're going to be like, whoa, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Where's he been hiding? That kind of thing. So, he was in another band for many, many years, and now he's come out on his own. He just released his first CD, and I think people will be really pleasantly surprised.
Tell me about the Bottle Rockets, or tell the folks about the Bottle Rockets. I've seen them play, and they're just they're a lot of fun, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great. I've been listening to them since I was really young, and they're a great, they're kind of some very kind of the harder edge of Americana, you know, definitely that kind of roots rock, but very Midwestern music. You know, they fit right in with Mellencamp.
Yeah, they're from just west of St. Louis, right?
Right, yeah. And they, so they fit right. They still live in St. Louis. You can go see them play in St. Louis once a month, I think.
Yeah.
And, man, they're great. They're still tour heavy, and they put on a great show. It's really energetic, and just a lot of good original music.
The final band on Saturday night, I'm on the main stage, I'm unfamiliar with. It's the Chain Station. Tell me about Chain Station.
Well, there's a young man named Alex Paley. He's from Totopolis, Illinois, which is a small town right next to Effingham.
Sure.
And he kind of grew up with us, going out to Winfield Bluegrass Festival and whatnot. And so when he graduated from college, he moved out to Colorado, and he formed his own bluegrass band out there, and they named it Chain Station. It's just four guys. They write their own music. It's very very bluegrass, very traditional bluegrass, kind of with a little bit of a jam band kind of vibe to it. But
Wait a minute, Matt. Your brother put a bluegrass band at 11 o'clock at night, huh?
Yeah, it's a great way. I mean, these guys, if you see them, you know why. They're great. They're very energetic, and they get the crowd involved. It's a great way to top off the night. I think it'll be a good transition. One of the coolest things about Moccasin Creek Festival is once the music stops on the main stage, it continues out in the campgrounds.
Really?
So, yeah, the jams go on all night long till dawn. Yeah, so.
No kidding.
Pretty serious.
That sounds pretty serious. Sunday looks to me like it's mainly more rootsy, bluegrassy type of stuff, right?
Yes, quiet music because everybody's got headache. And
hangover helper.
Yeah. Everybody's drinking Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Trying to shake off their things
back together. Tell me about Chicago Farmer on Sunday. You mentioned him earlier. Tell me a little bit about him again.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's from Chicago, but he's country as can be, you know. So he's got this thing called Chicago Farmer. Everybody hears that and they're like, what is that?
Yeah, no kidding.
He's very, I compare him to Woody Guthrie.
Really,
He's getting a lot of attention in the Americana scene.
He's a troubadour. He's a troubadour kind of guy.
Very much so. Yes, very much. Very acoustic music. But he's really great guy. He's a great songwriter. Hilarious stories, and some of his stories are as good as the songs.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, he's just great in that tradition. That whole storyteller tradition. He's the man.
Matt, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend up there at the Moccasin Creek Festival. Third annual. Your brother puts it together mostly, but I presume you're looking to get bigger and bigger every year, huh? And just keep growing and until you're Bonnaroo, right? Are you the next Bonnaroo?
I think he hopes so. You know, I don't know if he wants to get that big, but certainly he's about to outgrow his current spot, so we're going to have to. But he's
going
to have to figure something else out to
move up. You're
going to
let him figure it out, though, right?
Yeah, I got enough headaches of my own.
Well, Matt, it's great talking to you. I really appreciate you coming on the show and taking so much time on what must be an incredibly busy day.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. There's still plenty of tickets left to sale, so if you need to come out and buy them at the door, you can get on MoccasinCreekFestival.com or look it up on Facebook, and it's all out there.
I'll send as many folks as I can your way.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
You betcha, Matt. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right, talk to you soon.
Thanks very much. We'll see you. That was Matt Poss. He's playing tonight. His band is playing at 5:30 tonight up there at the Moccasin Creek Festival, the stage at Lake Sarah. Just a great lineup. You can go online to find tickets if you'd like. It's moccasincreekfestival.com. The lineup tonight is Matt's band, and they're outstanding. Tom Russell plays at 7 o'clock. Della May after that, followed by Corb Lund. He's the Hurtin' Al Burton, and he's a great show. And then on tomorrow night, it just doesn't get any better than Hayes Carl playing at 7 o'clock, but he's got Bill Poss playing before that. Hey, you got a doubleheader of Hayes Carl and then the Bottle Rockets on Saturday night up there. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. I appreciate you putting up with me. Have a great weekend. Talk to y'all real soon.